We are up to the laws of Nesias Kapayim. Nesias Kapayim is on page Reish Nun Hey, Simin Kuf. Simin Kuf, Reish Nun Hey, Rabtal Alocha Beis, A Nesias Kapayim Ela Ba'asara. We must have a minion for Nesias Kapayim, Ve'akrihanim in a minion, Ve'hanim count, Lefi Shagam, Hey, Mechlal, Habrocha, Shenemar, Va'ani Avorichim. That's the source. Since it says, Va'ani Avorichim, I will in turn bless them. Hamavarich Misparach, the one that blesses is in turn blessed. Therefore, they are counted towards this mean. Oiskim on the bottom. Ela Ba'asara. So one of them does it, and the other nine, one of them calls out Yivarechacha, and the other nine respond and they bless the Klal Yisrael in the Sadais.
Okay.
So no one answers them. The one that is giving
the Makri.
The Makri, it's not so similar. The Makri Lechlal is not answering Amen. That's but in this instance, since they're only Kohanim, the Makri would answer Amen. But generally speaking, the Makri, it's Machlekes, and the Makri should answer Amen. And if he does, he should not answer it loud. He should answer it softly, not loud. Yeah.
The Makri, when you keep his presence, he can do him also.
Okay, there is such a thing.
Because mixed up.
But Bizman is that we have Sidurim.
And
you have.
Afternoon yesterday, from beginning to end, it was very long.
Yeah.
So I wanted to look up
the
reasons for certain things, and he gives. I mean, why the Shabbos business?
Yeah, what does he say?
He said because Shabbos Friday night, the mitzvah of Puruvu makes a kahanim.
Tomei.
Wow. The next day. That's the reason he gives. So.
And that's a pasha. Chai Adam, the girl didn't go to the Litvax, didn't go to the mikvah.
Right.
They held it as Mama Shechitza.
He said that's why they didn't duchen. He said the minig is to duchen, but he knows that there are a lot of places that don't. And this is
that's the reason.
No. He said the Ashkenaz. In other words, he said there are people that don't, but basically you should.
And the reason why those who don't
should.
But the reason for the people that don't do it is because of their tamei. Their tamei.
Their tamei.
Shabbos. That's what we learned that Yom Tov that Shabbos.
What do you
mean? So we halacha. We brought two opinions.
Covers the topic, so that's he says you should, but he said unfortunately there are people. So on Yom Kippur, since this
no one is going to make
so
no one's going to
on Yom Kippur when it's Shabbos, course,
it's not an issue.
It's Issa Tash Mesheni.
Because all the Ashkenazim think that Tamid Chachamim, which is Aina Mishabbos to Shabbos.
Oh, that's not the reason. Okay. No. Okay. Allah Chavez. Ay, Nesias Kapayim. Let's see. I'm still on the bottom. On the bottom is Gimel. Ella Biasara. I am Behatev, Havisham, the Ain, the Siaska Pai, Melo, Mokam, Shay, Safe Torah. The only time we do this is when we have a must of a Safe Torah. We're Mishnah, Bura, Sham, Havi, Dagam, and Dagam, Mokam, Shay, Safe Torah, Noisam, Kapai, we disagree. It's Machlok, Sapaisim, we have a makeshift minion in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure this happens all the time. You go on a tour in Eretz Yisrael all the time. They have a minyanim, they have hotels for Shachris, and there is no Safe Torah. Do the Kohanim Duchim. So he brings them in Machlok, Sapaisim. Some say yes, some say not. Heavy the gam, the mokum, shein sevator, noisim kapayim, and so you want to be mocking you if you want to say that you have sfarim. Some people are of the opinion this also refers to tachnon. Do you fall tachnon? So many say that you don't have a sefer Torah, you don't fall tachnon. You have to. You're falling tachnon before the sefer Torah. That's the purpose. That's what the purpose is. So if you don't have a sefer Torah, you have svarim. You're in a base medrash and it's wall to wall svarim. You're in your house and you have a bookcase, a svarim shank, and you have brand new shas that was never opened. There are people who have a shas their whole life, and then Rachman Litzlan, when their Achamei Ve'esim and the children come take away the shas, they realize one of two things: some of the volumes are blank. Well, sometimes they discover that's upside down. The cover was put on upside down. So how could it be that the person never realized their whole life it was upside down? I guess they never opened it. That's pretty scary. What?
There's so much dust.
You can't. Okay.
My grandfather Shasi could tell, like, the six or seven mesechtes that are so dog-eared and taped up.
They were used. Yeah.
Some Gemaras, I mean, he went through. Of course, he was. But
it's not the same. So yeah, yesh v'yesh.
And all the bavas.
Okay, it's interesting. Today we live in a very different generation. A lot of people say they've been first the big shas that they don't make anymore. You can't go the big ones.
Well, yeah.
Which one? This is not a big shas. This is a clean shas.
We're
talking about my father has the big one. These stuff. This is nothing. This is standard size. This is all they make. This is the biggest they make.
He's 3 inches taller.
What?
The Vilna Shas is way taller.
Much taller, like this high. The old Shasim. The old Chasim Shasis were like this tall.
Because I have a huge Shas too, but still not. It's
and the Rambams, the old Rambams, even more massive. The old Shulchan Aruch. Old Shulchan Aruch, they make now. They still make the old Shulchan Aruch. They don't make the same. The only reason why they make the old Shulchan Aruch is because of the Tzura Sadaf. You can't fit there so much on one page. That's what the Boyer. There's a new Shulchan Aruch now called the Shulchan HaBoyer. That's this size. You can't get bigger than this. But they rearranged everything, so there's a lot more pages, so you can fit everything on a page. But the people who went back, we want the Tzura Sadaf, the old timers, which is going to go. Eventually, it's going to go out because they have a very small following. That they couldn't fit everything on one page when you make it so static. They had no choice to make it supersize. But the Gemaras, they don't make the Gemaras anymore. This is come out the biggest Gemara you can get today.
So it probably has to do with printing because you can lay them out and so much.
I don't think that. I think people don't want it. They just don't want it. People chasanim, you don't want to have these massive volumes. It's just not comfortable to learn. It's a different.
Slice. They do like.
Okay,
let's go further. Smachleik is a paiskim different minhag. If you read down the maskana, the call totally b'minig. Everything depends on the minhag. So it's a machleikus. So if you are in Eretz Yisrael, or even if you're in Chutz Liaretz, let's say this could happen in a shul where you have a Hashkam Minyan and they need they shuffle the Sefer Torah. So after you finish davening your Kriyas HaTorah, they cooperate your Sefer Torah. And now you're up to Musaf and it's Yom Tov, you want a Duchen, and there's no Sefer Torah. Is it the right thing to Duchen when there's no Sefer Torah? It's not proper. L'chatchila, you should not let them take away the Sefer Torah until you Duchen. Sefer Torah should be the Duchening.
Hotels,
why? Multiple minyanim, and they're taking the Sefer Torah, rotating from place to place. So it is not a lichatkila to duchen when you don't have a Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah, because they want the Shechina to be present, and the Sefer Torah represents the Shechina, and therefore lichatkila you should have it. But if you don't have it, he paskins that it is okay. Halacha Gimel, koydim shenisiska paim lo yishte hakoyim lo yain lo shemashke. It's an avoda. An avoda by a koyim may not be done shesuya yain kol yain v'sheicher al teisht. You're not allowed to drink. This was after the death of Nadav Aviu. Nadav Aviu died because one of the reasons, because they entered the Kadosh in a state of intoxication. So that we learn by extension, any time you do an Avodah, a Kohen may not be intoxicated. So therefore, a Kohen is not allowed to go to the Kiddush Club. Go to a Kiddush club when they're on Yom Tov, and for that reason, that's why many shuls on Simchas Torah they push up Birchos Kohanim to Shacharis, not to Musa, because since many shuls there's going to be a Kiddush. Minhag Avoseinu be a thing. Minhag Avoseinu, but in the Eretz Yisrael you can't have a Kiddush club. That's really what it means. I don't know what they have such thing in the American shuls, the Anglo shuls. They can't have a Kiddush club in Eretz Yisrael because in Eretz Yisrael, since it has to be what? Be familiar.
Why can't you have
it? Because the Eretz Yisrael Duchen, Erev Shabbos. It's Shabbos all the time. What? Can't go to the Kiddush Club? Discrimination. Discrimination. Who can go to the Duchening? Yeah, I don't think you're right.
Maybe. Probably at the Kiddush Club while they're Duchening.
Yeah.
So in the yeshiva, they used to
the guy made kiddush was a kohen. Yes.
So he went and he asked the
Rosh Yeshiva,
what can I do? And he says, don't worry, it's
going to
be 4 hours.
We'll get
it.
By the time we get up to Musaf, you will have worn off.
Don't drink limit.
Cannot be intoxicated.
Even as well, the standards of halacha are not the standards of a driving while intoxicated. It's not like a breathalyzer test from the there are There are this, it's very, very small standard. Very, very, even one cup of wine. Because Zayas again, let's see what it says. Let's see exactly what it says. Koydem the siyas kapayim lo yishtakoy lo yayin lo shamashke. We never drink wine in mashke. Mimashke is ha-mishtakrin. V'yim li b'cholosh. But let's say it's very, very weak. V'roi tzalechol pas kismini wants a piece of cake. Koydem musaf yishma kiddush mei acher. If you have no choice but to eat, l'chathila koyin shtia kiddush from someone else. As you said, this is very big nafkamina when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. And many kihilos, they make kiddush before the tkiyas, and then they are kohanim that are eating. So, like you said, the partial answer is that by the time you get up to the kohanim, it's already been such a long time that any effect of the yayin completely has been nullified by that point in time. But lechatchila, since you're saying that lechatchila, the kohen should not be making kiddush, hear kiddush from someone else.
There, that part of it is that today we drink a lot of yayin mozo against.
Anyway, the wine is not real wine. All wine today is diluted. Not all wine, but lots of wine is diluted. What?
Supply of grape juice.
Does apply yayin b'shech al teisht? I think I don't know.
Yayin is also
yayin,
but it's not
mishtaker. It's not mishtaker. So I don't know. It's not because it's not so simple. Even the grape juice, it's not so simple that it's
Is yayin kal considered that they have low?
No, that's even worse. That's intoxicated. Even that's worse than grape juice. Grape juice, there's no alcohol. It's not a mishaker at all.
Usually, it's very low.
3%.
3%.
Drink enough, you'll go drunk, get drunk also. Drink 10 cups of yayin kal, you'll get drunk also. But grape juice, you can drink only one, you won't get drunk. So he's saying grape juice, it's not mishtaker. But if I'm not mistaken, it's not so simple because it says.
I don't think they allow it. I think they
know.
So
yayin, that's what yayin is, the new wine. Grape juice. The Torah says yayin, it's
right.
Grape juice.
It means,
and even grape juice, you're not allowed to drink because since it has potential, I don't know what it means exactly. I don't know.
Although our grape juice has no potential.
No potential. So maybe because what? Because it's pasteurized. So, okay, so it's not possible. I don't know the answer. I don't know. I have to look into this. Okay, so koydim stias kapaim loy chakon loyin lo shamashke ki pavdim ad halacha dalit. Halacha dal koydim ad duchon tzach hakoyim litol yodav al ad ha perek. Koyhanim have to wash hands until any koyhanim here in the room? Anyone here a koyd? Not today? Okay. Koydim ad tzach duchon tzach hakoyim litol yodav al in the levim?
Yeah.
Oh, so you do the washing?
Yes.
Okay, you're also levi?
Yes.
Okay, so you know this inside out. Koydim ad duchon tzach hakoyim?
Kagan would insist that the levim he watched the
Levium
wash their hands first before the
Kohanim. Why? Because they have to be tar. Yavai tohar v'tahar. That the tar should be retired. A person who's tameh should not. You can't be better. You can't be purified from a person who's not pure. But that's not the minhag today.
No, it's not. But he was
a chumrah. But when you do you today, do you do it today in regular shul? You don't do it today. You ever do? Did anyone see yet when you're in shul? Yeah. Then you have two lines. Sometimes you have a big shul, a lot of kohanim, there's just barely enough time to make it to Ritzeh. You have enough time for the levim also to wash their hands?
Yeah, you split into three groups.
You see this? You see levim washing their hands before? You wash your hands before you wash the kohen's hands?
Mm-hmm.
And you see other levim do this?
Yeah, sometimes.
Interesting, okay.
It's not a like loyava, but what's the big deal?
Okay. What about how early? But how early can you wash someone's hands?
Right after
Kiddush. What about before Kiddush? Before Shemona Esrei?
I never saw it.
You never saw it.
I mean, well, of course you can do before, because what do you do with the kain? Is the shots? He washes his hand before he starts Shemona Esrei.
Right.
Okay. Right. Okay.
And spar them. Don't you never see them washing? Most of the time they wash when they start davening. They wash in the kefir all day.
Well, that's what Yisaymachon, it says Yisaymachon, the shots.
Right, so the Kahan, when you go to Sephardi Shul, once or twice you find one Kayan or two who didn't wash. You wash it, but most of them
can't
in the morning. They nizz the entire day. Okay, let's see.
But
the
Levium don't wash their hands.
Okay, let's
wash their hands.
I wash it.
Bechayrim?
Yeah.
What?
Bechayrim wants me to, a guy comes out of the bathroom, you're Bechayrim, I'll wash your hands.
What?
In Eretz, so you wash your hands every day.
What? In Eretz, so you wash the Bechayrim every single day?
I also do the shoes if they want.
What do you mean you wash the Bechayrim? What are you talking about?
I'm sitting in the basement, and a guy who wants to wash some bread, and I ask him, you're a Bechor, you're a Kohen. He says, yes.
Why would you want to wash the hands of a Bechor?
That's a mitzvah.
There's no need to wash a Bukhar's hands.
There's no mitzvah to wash a Kohen's hands either.
There is. Let's see. Kaidem Aduchen. Koydem Hadukin Sarich Hakoyin Little Yodav Ad Haperik until the joint. Now, by the way, one thing, this is general halachim until Sidayim. I just mention this. You wash your hands. Most people don't realize when you wash your hands, you don't wash this part of the hand. I challenge you.
Went through that.
Okay, I challenge you. This part underneath until here, you have to go and turn it. But it's the mishashev to get it wet. But lechatchili, so really, when you're washing your hands, as you're washing, you should turn your hands to pour over this part, because most people don't even realize when they're washing their hands, this part is not getting.
I thought that maybe the minig by some people to say
they lift it up,
wash the ghost, so they can find this.
The urge to drip down, to wet.
It facilitated the water running down the side.
Could be, possibly. So when the kohanim wash, they have to be careful also to wash litol yodav ad haperek. Shu chibur hayad im hazirah. It's where the hand joins the arm. Kiderech shahayu mekashim sidim b'mikdash lavoda. Just as they would wash their hands in the Beis Hamikdash, in the lavoda shenemar su'u yidechem kodesh. Lift up your hands in a state of holiness. Ubaruchu es Hashem. V'yesh safik im tzichim ubaruch al atilu zulis machlekes. Apois ni yaz make a bracha al asher kedushanu b'mitzvahs v'tzonu al atilu as yodayim. I ain't since you've already made the bracha of the tefillah when you woke up in the morning, we don't make. You've never seen kohanim make a bracha when they do this washing. If a person touches his part of his body that's dirty from the time he wakes up in the morning until now, really you should. Person really, since he's Messiah Tas for the remainder of the day, he should really make another bracha. Ella Shaloi Nohagu. It's not the custom.
If he comes out of the bathroom,
you don't make that. You take Asher Yotza. You come out of the bathroom, you make.
He washes his hand for him, and he makes the Asher Yotza, and then he goes to Duchen. You don't have to wash it twice.
Right, okay, Nechalem, of course. Okay, then the Tila will serve for both. Ella Shaloi Nohagu. The Roy Luchol Ikoin Yore Shemayim, Lishmar Hetev Yodav Nintil Sidam Shachris. So he's saying over here is that since this bracha, you only have to wash. The only reason why it's a sudden is because this is a bracha, this is a wash that is required. Stamazah, when you go and you wash your hands for cleanliness, even if you touch the makom mitunah, there's no reason why you have to make a bracha on the tilas yodayim. Let's look at the average person, the regular person. You wake up in the morning, you wash your hands, you make a bracha of al natilas yodayim. You then go the entire day. When you go, come out of the base, like he say, may ikar hadin, coming out of the base, like he say, you don't have to wash your hands, as far as I know. So that's why we don't make a bracha of al natilas yodayim when you come out of the base, like he say. You wash your hands for cleanliness, for nikiyin, and then you make the bracha of asher yotzar for going to the base, like he say. But may ikar hadin, there's no need to wash your hands. If a person technically can clean himself and handle himself in the Beis HaKnesset in a way where his hands do not get dirty, he would not need to wash his hands. There's no obligation, just the fact the person was least waste, he has the chiv. There's no such halacha that there's a chiv to wash your hands. There's a chiv to wash your hands when you go to sleep, when you wake up, because of the ruach ra, and there's a chiv to wash your hands before you eat bread. But there's no chiv to wash your hands when you come out of the Beis HaKnesset. What? But you put your hands in the Makom, so fine, the hands are dirty, so it's a din of nikayim, but it's not a mitzvah. Your hands are dirty. I need to make a bracha of asher yotzar. You cannot be mitzvah midibur from your pair. The shame Hashem when your hands are mitunov. And since you've gone to the Beis HaKnesset l'chor, you've touched part of your body that's not clean. So therefore, since your hands are not clean and you want to be mitzvah the shame Hashem, you have to wash your hands. But you're not washing your hands midin. It's a mitzvah to wash my hands. The only time a regular Yisrael has a mitzvah to wash your hands is when you wake up in the morning of al natilas yodayim, and when you wash for bread, for shrach tuma, since kohanim, since it's a halach special, halach chazal put upon a person in order for kohanim, their hands are stam yodayim shniyos, so they touch tuma, the tuma becomes tamei. So chazal extend the requirement of shrach tuma for all the Yisraelim. There's a special mitzvah that rabbanon to wash your hands for bread, but there is no other special mitzvah for making a bracha when you wash your hands. And the only reason why we're washing our hands during the day is because we can't be moitzi shem shemayim with dirty hands, so it's only secondary. But kohanim do have a third time they're supposed to wash their hands, and that is when they duchen, when they do avoda, the kohanim would wash their hands from the kiyar. They would wash their hands and their feet from the kiyar. So that was a special mitzvah. And certainly in the Beis Hamikdash, when they washed from the kiyar, they made a bracha of al natilas yodayim. They made al nakidush. They made a bracha al kidush yodayim v'raglayim. So now the question is, bizman has that when it's not mamish and avoda, it's only duchening, it's birchas kohanim, and it's not the it's not the duchening from the time of the Beis Hamikdash, because there is no shechina, the shechina is not present, and it's not the Beis Hamikdash, and with washing in order to be mekayim the minhag of washing from the kiyar, is this a din of washing that's equivalent to the tilas yadayim when you wake up in the morning? Is it equivalent to the tilas yadayim of washing from bread, or is it not? Or is it just a nice a cleanliness? It's a minhag of saying to be yodenu. Not so posh. It's some taka hold that this washing before you duchen bizman hazeh is a takanas chazal, and it does require its own washing, which mimele would require its own bracha, and you should make a bracha of al netilas yadayim. We paskin not like that. The minig is not, but lichatchila, when a person washes the tilas yadayim in the morning, yishav kavana that this should be the bracha that I'm making for the netilas in the morning, should also go for the netila for birchas kohanim, and he should be careful. It should not be hefsek to guard the things the entire davening. They should not touch the welcome on the tinoifas. Okay, shalom yitzchak levarach shen. Halevi, the levi yutzik et samayim al yidei hakohanim al shem shenemar. The levi pours water on the hands of the kohen because it says pasuk v'gamis achecha matei levi hafked iticha. You shall appoint together with you Aaron. The yilavu alecha vishar sucha, they should be joined to you vishar sucha. And it's a beferish apostle that the Levi has to be attached himself to the Kohen, the Levi has to serve the Kohen. Therefore, that's why the halacha, the Levi should be the one that is going to do the washing for the Kohen. V'yinein sham Levi, yitzuk b'char peter rechem, shukadosh al yado. If there is no, this halacha that not many people know, that if there are no Levim in the Beis HaKnesses, which can very well be, it seems that there are a shortage of, not such a shortage of Kohanim. And there are a lot of Levim. What?
Never a shortage of
Kohanim. Less Levim, yeah?
Yeah, because,
okay.
Because most of the Levim
didn't come. Didn't come up. Time of Ezra.
Maybe it doesn't get.
Okay, but if there is no Levi, if you have a shul where you have a shortage of Levim, who should be called outside to wash the hand of the Kohen? It is a Bechor Peterechem. Anyone here had a opinion Haben? The rabbi makes an announcement. Is there anyone here that had a opinion Haben? Not just on the Bechor Peterechem. Peterechem, Shukadosh Al Yadi, because those people that were had a opinion Haben really should have been the Kohanim. And the reason why they are not Kohanim is because of the Chet Egel. It was taken away from them and was given to the Kohanim. So since the Kedusha, the sanctity of the Kohen is derived from the Bechor Peterechem, it's only proper that the Bechor Peterechem should be the ones who are now serving the Kohanim. Because it's really all one, it's all one big happy family there, they're the source of their Kedusha. Vim gam Bechor Enoi, Mutav Shakoin Be'atzmo, Yitzhak V'lo Yitzhak Yisrael. There's no halacha, listen, we're stuck, there's no Kohanim, there's no Bechor, let Yisrael fill in. In the base, how the Kohen did it themselves. Right. They did it themselves, but this is a separate halacha. Okay, so but the separate halacha that again, I mean, based upon this pasuk, the im gam b'char ein mutav shehakoyin yatzma yitzchak v'lo yisrael yitzchak yitzchol yalevi b'char asher yitzchak mayim al yidei hakohanim im ein yodav nikios yesh levi lirchotz yodav chilak. He said, you're right, in Echanami, exactly what he said over here, that the levi, if his hands are not clean, the levi should lechatchil wash his hands first, so a tar should come and be metaher the other kohanim. Halacha vav also la'alos l'duchen b'min Olam. You have to walk up without shoes. Some hold it's even a big shot wearing socks. Now, of course, I mean, right. It's unheard of today not to wear socks. They'll throw you out of the shul. They'll throw you out of the shul if you wear socks. But it's not so simple. This is something which is a modern halacha that's been accepted to be. It's not leather. It's not called a shoe. It's just tovel to your foot. But in ancient times, someone who wore socks, they threw you out. You had to wear. There are a lot of stories. There are a lot of different stories. Machlekes and what? What? Ikar din yeah, barefoot. You got to walk a barefoot. Shal nalechem yalag lech. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu shal nalechem, he wore socks. He was barefoot. When Kohen did the avodas, what? No one wore socks. So socks was a shoe. There are a lot of words that were fought about this. So Beryl, I think, writes about this. He almost had a war. He had a very big fight with Balabat, and then in his, I think it was in his shul in Florida. It was either Rabbi Beryl one or Rabbi from Atlanta, Georgia. Feldman. I don't remember who it was. About when he first entered Rabbanus, this became a big part. He saw the Kohan, they had special slippers. It wasn't socks.
Right.
They had in shul special slippers. What?
Cloth.
KJ. They still have KJ slippers.
I don't know.
Because the floor was made out of stone. That's why.
So they had special slippers that would be yuchud for the Kohan and for Birchas Kam. So I think Rabbel Wani felt that it was Shalai Kedin. And he told them, you're not allowed to do it. So that's how the old rabbi, we did it by the old rabbi. Well, there's a new boss in town. We're not going to do this anymore. And they resisted. They resisted very much. And it became a big sticking point.
The coyote brings, I've never seen it. The Shaila is, it seems that they used to have it by some people, that it says if you have pants that the shoes are attached to the pants, it's part of it, it's one
yeah.
thing. Then you're allowed to wear. Obviously, you don't have to take off your pants.
Okay, let's see. But leather shoe certainly is forbidden. You take off the shoes before nitilas yadayim. Now, I don't know if they do this today. I don't believe they don't do this. They take off the shoes before nitilas yadayim.
No.
They open the laces. They open the laces. They can just push up with their feet, but they still wear the shoes until the very, very end because they're going to get hurt. Saying so, okay, but it says if yachlus aminol koydim nitilas yadayim can be tovel uzola hatsni aminol tachas hand safsam put on the benches shelo yehi migulim v'nidim nekvod atzibah. You don't want the smelly shoes to stink up the shul, so you should put the shoes.
You don't want the guys to mess around with your shoes.
You don't want the kids. You don't want the children to put in a thumbtack. Thumbtacks in the they tie it together or who knows what. Or put in gushers. They put in little candy gushers. So when you put your foot in, what was that? That I stepped on. Okay, let's see. Halacha Zayin. Kishashliach tzibah masal ritzei. Okay, the race is to get up to get back into shul before it comes to ritzei. Because if you hear ritzei and you're not in shul by ritzei, you don't go forward. You're not allowed to go up. Kishashliach tzibah. That's why in some shuls they slow them down. They slow them even. They stop. Before the coin gets to it, say they muzzle him and they say, wait a minute, there's a long line outside. They're still washing. You have to give the oil a couple of minutes to get a couple of seconds to get back in there before you say the word. Because once they say, it's very problematic. Make sure you wash hands before it say. So the evidence he says positive Rebbe Chiddush. I'm not so sure everyone agrees with this halacha, but at least he says over here that let's say they call it say, and now you first go to wash your hands. So he says, but the evidence it's okay. So as long as you mobilize yourself, from the kohen when the shis is ritzei, and now you mobilize yourself, so that even if you're going to first go outside to wash your hands, that is b'diavad okay. Halacha ches kishalu leduchen. You first face forward, face your Kodesh. The Oimrim Moidim de Rabban and Matsibu. When he says, Shaizchil Vatch, be your Navoid, so then you say, Moidim de Rabban with the Tzibur. So they have to say this. Well, the Shlich Tzibur, when after you finish Modim the Rabbanon, so there's going to be a delay because it's going to be a pull because the Shlich Tzibur is saying the Modim, the Modim in the Nusach HaTfilah, so it takes a few moments longer. So during those few extra moments, they should say this proper tefillah. Kidei sheyane hatzibor, the tzibor should answer amen both on l'chon noel l'hodos, and the amen the tzibor answer should also go on their private yihirat zon. V'arichem b'tefillah zo ad sheyich la'ashlich tzibor l'chon noel l'hodos kidei sheyane hatzibor amen gam al tefillah zayis. Period. Hashliach. Now here is very interesting. This is something which is not done in Eretz Yisrael, and the trend is it's not being done in America either, in Chutz Eretz either. But in the olden days, it certainly was done in Chutz Eretz. Hashliach tzibur oimer lokeinu v'kavoseinu baruchim labrocha mishlosh belachash. So it says here clearly the shliach tzibur in Chutz Eretz should say elokeinu v'kavoseinu. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't do this. In Eretz Yisrael, as far as I've been told many times, is that the shliach tzibur does not say elokeinu v'kavoseinu. He gets l'chon Noel Hodos, and the Gabbai says Koy Hanim, and immediately they say Am Kiddushecha Kamur, and they make the bracha, and then they proceed, and the Shtech. What?
The Kohanim say it.
No.
The Tzibur says. Everybody answers.
I'm sorry that I made a mistake. So they say nothing then. No, so they just say they make the bracha. Baruch, they start with the bracha. To say it is a shtus?
Did you say it?
No, so no, I'm just going to Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the Shliach Tzibur does not say Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu. Okay, it's not said, period. It's skipped.
No, but after that, when he finished.
No one said anything to me when I did it.
What, Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, when I was saying Kaddish, so I davened every day.
Yeah.
So
you said Elokeinu ve'Elokeinu? You're probably an American Minyanim.
But I said, nobody said anything.
Okay, I don't know, but the Ruba Deruba, what appears, the Minig Eretz Yisrael is Yilcha Noel Lohodos. So right away, the Gabbai calls out Kohanim.
Right.
Now, in Chutz Li'aretz, it's not the way it was done, at least originally. The way it was done is that the Shliach Tzibur, he quietly says, and then when you get to the part of Elokeinu, Kohanim, Am Kiddushecha Kamur, he says that word loud, Kohanim, and he mumbles under his breath, Am Kiddushecha Kamur. So the Shliach Tzibur is the one that says, Am Kiddushecha Kamur, because it's part of the Nusach. And then the Kohanim begins saying the bracha, and then he continues. The Shliach Tzibur is called a Yivarecha. Okay, that's what is over here to be done. Let's go further. We'll discuss what has become the custom today in many shuls. Hashliach Tzibur, Melukim Avoseinu, Berachim Avrocha, Melachash, Vetemus Kohanim, Omer Bekol Ram. Uvezehu Koy, by calling, saying Kohanim out loud, he's calling out Koy Kohanim Sheyivarchu. Uveshuv Omer Belachash, and then the Shliach Tzibur continues to say the next three words, Belachash, Am Kiddushecha Kamur. All the Kohanim together. It's very important, not all Kohanim know this. You have to say it together. And in fact, there is supposed to be appointed a leader. Not everyone knows halacha. The rabbi is supposed to appoint one of the Kohanim to serve as the leader of the Kohanim. And no one says boo, no one opens up their mouth until they hear the leader saying Baruch, Atah, and they say it together. And likewise, when they say Yivarechacha, they don't say Yivarecha until they hear the leader begin Yivarechacha. There's supposed to be a leader among the Kohanim. Now, when they finish, according to the different minhagim, we don't have your Kohanim tell us what the minhagim. When they finish saying the words, they now make an about face. Do you ever watch? You're not supposed to watch. But I've watched. So after they say you're making an out face. And then they turn around towards the people. Okay. The tzibur answers, Amen. Aval hashliach tzibur. Here we pass in the kitzur. This is very important halacha that not many people know. Lo yane amen. The ikar hadin, the shliach tzibur, should not answer amen. Mishum dahavi hefsek. Ma shayim ba'ahava. Why do they say the word be'ahava? It's a very unusual bracha. Levarach asam yishba'ahava. Hu lafuke she'im atzibur sainim es ha'koin, ha'koin sainim es atzibur lo yisos kapa. If you don't get along with the people in the shul, then don't do b'del duchen. A prerequisite, there has to be love. And if there's bad blood between the koin and the tzibur, then don't come to the shul, go somewhere else. V'sakonuhu l'koin im yisos kapa v'sakon. What sakon? I don't know. Sakana, I guess the Shechin is present. The Shechin doesn't tolerate sheker. And if you're saying the ahava and there's no ahava, then it's not a good thing. The alken yesh lot says mi beis hakneses. Don't be in the beis hakneses. The alken yesh lot says mi beis hakneses. He should leave the beis hakneses. In ein beis hakneses elu koyin echad. Now here's we're coming back. We'll make a hopeful cycle to the case of elokeinu l'vaseinu elu koyin echad. Ein oim ashlech tzibur koyhanim bekol ram elu hume atznoi. Machzer espanav then the shliach tzibur just begins on his own.
Right.
He starts the bracha on his own. So now this is a very big chiddush because some learn. Let's just look at the bottom. We're very sure on the bottom what's over here. Ein oimer shliach tzibur kahalim kol ram ein v'shut mahari asad the gam hakoyim. Echad Yochol Likros also b'shem Koyhanim disagrees. You can call out Koyhanim. Even one coin can be called Koyhanim plural. The Ein the I don't know who that is. Urchas Chaim Shem. In other words, this is the Shaila. The Shaila is that some want to say that since the Koyhanim is saying that it's a Nusach Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu Baruchinu Avrocha v'chulu, and you say this every single day during the week. So when he comes to the word Koyhanim, he's not mamish calling to the coin, the single coin, new coin. He's reading the Nusach HaTfilah. So there is no harm done if he says Koyhanim, even though there is only a single Koyhan. That is one opinion. The Kitzur says not like that. The Kitzur says, just don't say it. In this instance, just say it. He says, then what do you say? You say it though. According to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Shliach Tzibur should always, because they should always recite the Nusach Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. The only difference is that he should does not say the word Koyhanim b'kol ram. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't do this. Eretz Yisrael, the Gabbai calls out, the Shliach Tzibur does not call out Koyhanim. The one who calls out, excuse me, thank you very much. The one that calls out Koyhanim in Eretz Yisrael is the Gabbai. And the Shliach Tzibur says nothing. Because today we live in the global village, and we travel back and forth, and everyone knows from the other. It's become very common in America and Chutz Liaretz, where people are not saying Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, where the Gabbai is calling out Koyhanim. That's happening more and more. And what?
They give a different.
Is the Gabbai calls out?
No, he says.
So the Chaz himself says Koyhanim. Okay, so not the Gabbai. The Chaz himself, what?
No, he says it. He doesn't say the Gabbai calls out. He says, Chazim Marcha Miyad. After
Kohanim.
Yeah, or cerebral for.
Okay, I'm not sure. Could be, okay. I've seen where there's a Gabbai. The Gabbai calls out Koyhanim, and now the Nafkamina is that there's only one Koyhan. Since it's no longer part of the Nusach HaTfilah, so you can't say Koyhanim when there's only one Koyhan. So then what are you going to do? So to say Koyhan, that's also not a solution, because that's not the Nusach. So you do nothing. So in that instance where you only have one Koyhan, so then the Koyhan on its own just begins.
So the Chayyadah mentions a scenario where you have one Koyhan, but then you have somebody else who's not Bar Mitzvah.
Oh.
Now you have two.
So
with
the child.
He says you don't say Koyhanim, but in this case you do say Koyhanim because...
The cloud is a big machlokes in Hagim. Do you let ketanim do birchas koyhanim? So some say yes, some say not. Every shul is different. What do you do in your shul? In your shul, what? No, because it's not correct. It's misleading. There's only one coin.
Any bracha you could say koyhanim, it's meaningless. You're standing.
It's part of the Nusach HaTfilah.
The Gabbai.
Okay, I don't know. There are different minhagim. I think there's even a shita that says you could say Koyhanim. Like you say, just an announcement. Don't be taken literally. Don't take everything you say literally. You say Koyhanim, it just means it's a call for. Oh, there's only one coin, so one coin is also you also represents.
Which is one other thing that I didn't mention that he says if you have. The Kohanim, the whole shul is Kohanim.
Yeah, Shekul Kohanim. Yeah.
All the Kohanim go up. Nobody's in the Eilim that could do it. Because you're doing it.
It's Klal Yisrael. Shabbat saw that.
So all the Kohanim.
Now the other issue you should be aware of, there's a very important issue. There are many shuls that are very makbid. They will not all do duchas kohanim with one kohen. There must be two kohanim because the parish of birchas kohanim is plural. Ko sivarichu. So Baruch Hu is B'loshen Rabin.
Bracha is B'loshen Rabin.
Okay, that's not. But even the pasuk itself, the mitzvah of birchas. Some are of the opinion that there is no mitzvah of birchas kohanim unless you have at least two kohanim.
Right.
So I remember such a story. A person refused to duchen. He says his messiah and his family they hold that you have to have at least two kohanim. Yeah. He
walked out and this is no problem.
No, but he didn't want he, the tzibbur want him to duchen. He says you have to have another kohen. I'm not going to duchen alone.
Twice
at a minion,
and
would be
ready,
said,
would say,
and
the guy's finishing.
If he finished,
say,
it's too late.
He finished by him, and then they grabbed the kayan, walked by, just a guy walked by, happened to be, they said, kayan, and they put him on the.
Yeah, but that's too late. If he doesn't go by it, say, if he comes into the picture after it, say, it's too late.
He walked by, and they put him on, and he goes,
ah,
right. Cats.
Oh, yeah.
On himself,
yeah.
Usually for, you tied him off and held down in Musaf.
Yeah.
So now you got a Kohen, he's actually also the chazan. So they have somebody else.
Someone else does the calls out. He turns around. He doesn't walk up to the front. He just turns around, right?
No, yes.
He stays in his place. They bring him to wash in the middle of Shemone Esrei?
Yeah,
he should have washed before.
How are they going to do it?
Before. He should wash before Shemone Esrei.
I don't know if he's done that.
They bring it during Shemone Esrei, during Chazaris HaShatz.
No, this is Geshem. He benches Geshem.
Yeah.
So Geshem is Musaf. So
Yeah. But he also wants a duchen. Right. So someone else says Yivarechacha, and he just turns around in his place.
Right.
He davens in the front. So he can't even notice probably in the front anyway. Right. It's probably so anyway, you don't even notice the difference. He davens from the bima. Oh, so then it's very very bizarre.
It's clear.
But anyway, he's in the very very front of the shul. But let's say in the more in some of the more modern shuls where they daven the shliach tzibur davens in the bima. Okay, in a lot of shuls, some modern shuls, right, they daven the Yehuda, but Yehuda daven Musaf.
We have one place only in my shul.
Only the front?
When it was built, it was a conservative shul way back.
So it's only in the front. The conservatives always daven in the front.
A few steps up.
But in some of the, when the Kingsway, you daven in the middle? So what happens, so for Musaf, because people are not going to be able to hear if you can daven in the front. So what happens if the Kohen is, the Baal Tzila for Musaf is a Kohen? It's a little bizarre.
You have a problem, because
everybody has to move up front.
No, so in that case, there's nothing you can do about it. You're not going to make everyone with sugar to go behind the Kohen, so there's no solution, whatever it is. But it's very bizarre. He's smamish in the middle of the room, and he turns around, he's doing the Roskayanim in the middle of the room.
He just stands there quiet.
He does nothing? The Shliach Tzibur?
The Shliach Tzibur is a
kind.
He just stands there
and
says nothing.
He says nothing. That's what the cat does? The cat turns around.
I think
turns around. He turns around.
Okay,
they're doing it again.
Is
it
the style of when Rishon Yidu Kairim and the guy moves back three steps to Nukairim?
Doesn't move back. They take away the beam. They don't take away the stand. They don't know necessarily.
I want to know if anyone saw a Shliach Tzibur replace the middle of Shemone Esrei.
Replaced?
He gets a sore throat.
It happens. It's a whole Shulchan Aruch.
The guy walks over and if it continues,
yes.
There
he is. I've seen it.
Yeah, it happens.
He got faint. He was Shliach Tzibur with that faint. He couldn't see Shemone Esrei. And he said...
It happens. You should know that there was. I remember a couple of years ago there was a. I think maybe in YU they had a special shir. They invited from all over a kol kare. Anyone that's serving as a shliach tzibur is invited to come to this gathering. We're having a special shiurim tips and halachas for the shliach tzibur. It was a big turnout. A lot of professional chazanim that came to this special convention for shliach tzibur right before Rosh Hashanah. And one of the main topics, the main halachic topics, is what is the halacha if the shliach tzibur conks out in the middle of that Shemone Esrei? And when you replace him, where does he have to go back to? What are all the halachas? Exactly, your shilas. So no, it depends. If he conks out before you finish the first three brachas.
First three,
you got to go back to the very beginning.
Right.
You got to go back. That could be a long way down. You have an asana taikiv, ata kosh. You got another asana taikiv. You got it's a lot to go over. So once you make it to Kel HaKadosh, which is a long way out, you know, you have a long way to go yet. You have Malchi or Zichron and Shefas.
Why? The Yoichus, he doesn't have to repeat.
Could be, that's right. Yeah. Okay, so he discussed. I think of Herschel Schachter, I think he was the guest speaker. I think this was his main topic. His main topic was all the halachas. He went through detail what to do if the and it's not so uncommon. It's not so uncommon with the shliach tzibur talking about all these shalas. Can you give him a drink of water? Rosh Hashanah, not so pashut. There are mekilim. There are mekilim that say that you can't take a sip of water. It's not, you're not eating. It's only a sip of water. It's for the throat. I've heard such things that you make. But it looks a little strange in a real charedi place. It's not going to go off well. But in the ikar hadin, no one's watching. Right underneath the towel, it's not so pashut. Big Sean, what about the Baal Kori of the Megillah, Mikra Megillah? Is he allowed to eat? Is he allowed before Mikra Megillah? The Olam is fasting. He's in a Chaperein. Chaperein, when no one's watching, go to the back room, take a cup of coffee.
I mean, my father told me not to eat.
Not to eat before you do the Mikra Megillah. It's not so pashut. There are, I asked Rabbi Williger, he's a very big Pesach in Torah Das. He's a very Rish Kailal, he's a Rav, he's a Pesach. He told me, Shtilahe, you can do it. Shtilahe, no one's watching you. The fast is over. While everyone's getting together, no one's watching you.
Make Abdullah first?
What? Yeah, Shabbos. Well, no, Shabbos is not fasting. Shabbos is not fasting. You have a Shalashus.
Make Abdullah first before he eats.
Of course, but Shabbos is not a problem because Shabbos, you're not fasting on Shabbos. You have a Shalosh Shunas. You do whatever you want. What, 20 minutes for half an hour from the time? But the Meg Avdolah, but on a regular year. Now, Purim is always going to be, Purim is always after they change the clock. Right? Is that the way
to.
Not this year?
This year we made it.
Wow.
By three days.
So we're very lucky this year. It's a big nafkamina. The fast is an hour less. It's definitely a lot easier. Definitely 1 hour can make a big, big difference. Big difference when it comes to... Okay, we're out of time. We'll stop over here. We're going to take a short break. We'll talk about Tu B'Shvat for a few minutes.